listening to Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The following live broadcast may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed in this show are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of the station, website, or any affiliated partners. Audience discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, I'm Xander. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. But that's not important, okay? Who cares? It's a talk show. Get over it. Yes, it's Beyond the Veil. Welcome. Yay. Good, good, good. I'm glad you're happy. There's also Antita. Yay. Antita, say hi quick. Come on.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. And then there's like Dash. Dash. Hi. Yeah. Hi. Say
hi.
Please, hi. And there's Galatrix. Yo.
Yo.
Yo. Whoa, my God. I can't believe you actually said yo. Wait a minute here. You just totally fucked up my whole intro. You actually said yo.
You said yo.
Yo, dog. Okay. Crap. Now I don't know where we're going with this. Myth, he's here. He is, like, you know, like, verbally saying stuff that we can't... Because apparently he broke his mouth. So he typed stuff in the chat, so... But that's irrelevant. Also, what's irrelevant is Rowan. Well, not that he's irrelevant, but, you know, hi, Rowan, how are you?
Yo.
Yes. So, welcome to Beyond the Veil. Yes, we're a talk show about the secret world, and that's irrelevant. Because there is someone else here. Hi, Gig. Yeah. Yo.
I'm wondering why this is irrelevant. I mean...
I'm getting there.
Was this discussed in the committee meeting?
No. That's why I'm, you know, I lead from above, you know, so I can just do random shit, you know, and then it just turns out really stupid sometimes, like right now. Gig! Gig, yo, what's happening?
Word up. Yo, my brother.
Yo, my brother. My brother from a different mother that happens to be a Templar, and I'm so sorry for that. Anyway, so it's your birthday. Congratulations, your birthday. That's why, just for all the rest of you out there, yes, this is a secret world, you know, the podcast, talk show, whatever you want, whatever. Up to this point, now we're relevant. Hi, welcome to the Beyond the Veil. We're here every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. But we just had to get that out of the way. It's Gig's birthday, and, you know, we had to do something for him. You know, we just had to get it right out of the way. And then I'm still messed up over Galactic saying, yo, I'm serious, dog.
Seriously, no one messes him up more than Galactic doing something unexpected.
Galactic is so reliable. Like, he's the most reliable person in the world. You know he's going to hit his cue every time. It's just that sometimes he messes you up by hitting his cue in a different way. But anyway, I'm going to play this for you. Happy birthday, buddy. Apparently I'm not. Literally.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Say goodbye.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow. It happens every year. We'll eat a lot of broccoli and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's someone you can eat. A million people every day are starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with the wretched and the poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water, there's poison in the sky. I guess it won't be long before we're all gonna die.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
What's the matter, little friend? You think this party is the best? Enjoy it while you can. We'll soon be blown to bits. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. The fingers on the button, all they need is a little juice. It's also take a bit of their genius to see. We'll all be Christmas.
be critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big one, we all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along.
Sing along, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Da 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 da.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Waka, waka, waka.
And this is your present from all of us at Beyond the Veil and Hollow Sweet Media. We're publicly embarrassing you on the airwaves.
Well, there's a punk in the alley and he's looking for a bite. There's an Arab on the corner buying everything in sight. There's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed. Seems that everywhere you look today there's misery and greed. I guess you know the earth is going to crash into the sun. But that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun. So if you think it's scary, if it's more than you can take, just blow out the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Come on, everybody.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Breezy at this point.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Come on, everybody.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
That was awesome.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday. So we have quite a few things to talk about tonight. We're going to actually start a new character here. I'm going to, you know, mess around and you're going to be able to watch me. Those who are watching the live stream or those who are streaming this from Stitcher Satellite Radio. Hi. Or from iTunes, hi! Or from our website, if you're downloading this during the week, and you want to see us, you know, do this stuff, these videos are archived on our website. Go to hollowsweetmedia.com and click on the Access tab. So there's, like, stuff there you can go and take a look at. So anyway, so we're gonna, like, make a new character today. And we're gonna go over some tips and tricks and stuff that we didn't know when the game first started. And then, you know, these are things that we picked up over time, but then that's kind of how we're going to start this off. But before we actually start it off, you are still here, right, Gig? You know, you didn't run away?
Totally.
Totally. Okay, well, I kind of promised Faye to, he couldn't be here tonight, so he wanted me to play this for you.
Nice.
And apparently for me, too, so that's, yeah.
I got that nerd rage! Nerd rage! I got that nerd rage! Nerd rage!
Welcome, welcome to the first annual Rage Showdown. In the first corner is the mild-mannered zombie slayer by day and rabid rager by night. You know him as Xander.
We're so gonna nerd rage this. I'm gonna anyway.
Okay, go right ahead. So the new auxiliary weapon for issues that will be released with issue 7 is a flamethrower.
I don't want
it. Go, Xander.
I don't want it. I don't want it. I can't handle this. Why give us something we already have? It's called the barn burner. I don't want it. I don't want it. I can't handle this. Why give us something we already have? It's called the barn burner.
In the second corner, you know him as the man with the calm, cool, sexy accent, but you have never heard him rage like a beast before. It's Gigabyte. All right.
Any other issues you guys want to bring up when it comes to Flappy Raid?
The loot.
Yeah, let's, how about them energy drinks?
Oh, I'm so sick of getting energy drinks and
signet bags.
I've been sitting here listening to some of the guys over the last week, and, like, the luck is just completely unbelievable with some drops that people have been getting. You know, Criterion upgrades several times over, things like this. And every single one I open, what do I get? A goddamn green signet bag.
I got that nerd rage!
So how are you doing on that anyway?
Oh, that was amazing.
So who do you guys think is the winner? Tweet it to us at Beyond TSW, and you know, cast your votes if you're listening to this now, or you can do it until the next episode that's going to be broadcasted next Thursday. So, you know, just tell us, is it going to be Xander or is it going to be Gigabyte? Who wins your nerd rage vote?
Yeah, do that.
I want to see who's going to win.
No, totally, man. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, so at Beyond TSW. Do. Okay, so. Crap, I just totally. I totally got messed up on this one. Anyway, so what we're going to do today, we're going to be doing something that a lot of us have been talking about. And one thing that we have been talking about is this thing that we're going to do, which makes sense because we talked about it, right? I psyched you out. So we're going to go through some of the hints, tips, and tricks, you know, for new players. And, you know, why just go from that when we can actually just start from, you know, the actual new character creator and then go forth. So I'm going to, by the miracle invested in me and the powers of the internet, so I'm going to click a button and my head disappeared. I lost my head. Now the screen's only on my crotch. Sorry. I'm fixing this. Here we go. Maybe I should just make a full screen one. Yes, I'm going to do that. Should have thought that through before we started. And there we go. So here we go. So we're in the character selection screen. And so from there, we have a choice. Okay, click the character. I could have deleted one by doing that. So what? As soon as you hit create new character, it's going to bring you to the next screen, which I actually think it's a really nice background. Yeah, this like, I don't know.
IKEA furniture.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think IKEA actually put an advertisement in our game. Isn't IKEA Swish? Swish.
Yep.
They are very
from
Swish.
From now on, IKEA is Swish.
Hilarity always ensues, TM.
Yes, it's Swedish.
We haven't TM'd anything in a while. Anyway, so it's
yeah,
Swish.
Yeah, Swish, TM.
Yes. So.
It will be soon enough, TM.
Yeah. So we have the IKEA screen, and on the IKEA screen, okay, it's asked you to choose, you know, a home dimension. Okay, so what are home dimensions? Okay, we have Daemon, Arcadia, Cerberus, Drac, which is French. Well, that's just the French speaking Cerberus, not. Drac is not specifically French for anything that I know of, anyway. And there's Cabal, or whatever. That's Dutch. Then there's. Well, no, just reading it the way they.
German.
That's. How do you get German from that? Deutsch! Yeah, I should have known that. Yeah, I only lived from next door to them for like 5 years, right? I should have seen that.
The fact of the matter is that Dutch people and German people, they don't really get along. So, you know, you won't hear Deutsch.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, we were talking to a friend of ours that kept calling me an American, right? And I said, I don't like that. I'm not American. And he's like, what? You guys are like there. You're like next door. So you're Canadian. And I said, well, yeah, that's like, you know, you're Dutch.
Yeah, but what continent do you live on? What continent do you live on?
North Hemisphere? What? What? North America? What does that mean?
Yeah, I thought of me smacking my head. I think you confused, actually, you confused both of us. What's continents got to do with it?
It's next to
North America!
I was going to say, strictly speaking, I live on the Eurasian continent, therefore Europe, but I'm not European.
Yeah. I'm just saying, technically...
Technically, I'm Canadian.
There are no technicalities when it comes to Dutch. And
it's just very confusing that we're the United States, yet we're the only ones called Americans, yet both the continents are North and South America. It's just so confusing.
well, let's just go look at it this way. You know, Americans were just really lazy. because the continents...
Whoa.
The continents
no.
were...
No.
Damn,
the continents were already named.
I'll leave. It's fine. I'll just leave.
The continents were already named, and they decided just to name the country after. That's it. No, I'm, just,
well,
I'm just teasing.
People
I'm teasing.
Would just call us the United States because it's of America. I just don't understand
yeah,
why
not.
People don't.
That's
I call you guys,
thing.
You know, I call you guys the USers or, you know, the, whatever.
They're the staters.
Yeah,
so
man.
You call them the South Canadians, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Exactly.
No, but the thing is, you know, like, all jokes aside, and yes, you know, like, the whole lazy American thing, that was a joke. All jokes aside, you know, where you're from, you know, a lot of people have different pride in where they are from. Like, I am Canadian, and I, when I go abroad, I do not like being referred to as an American, because I'm not. You know, I am not, and I imagine there's Americans that don't want, like, referred to as Canadian. Just like, you know, I made the exact example to our Dutch friend, right? And I looked at him, I said, okay, you're Dutch, and Germany... Okay, is, you know, just over there, and they're called Deutschlanders. So, are you German? Because you're Dutch, and they're Deutschlanders. Like, what's the point? What's the difference? You have the same, right? It's not really the same.
Yeah, he said, no, that is not the same.
He really got upset. He really did get upset,
but
I made my
point.
Anyway, so... Where was I? So, okay, the German, which they probably could have put, you know, for English people, German, maybe. I don't know.
Why? They put for drug, they put français. They didn't put French.
Yeah, but I understood that was French.
If it's a French server, then
yeah,
it's easy for them to find, even if they do not.
Well, no, that's it's. Well, there's two of them. There's two of them. It says drac, France, and then small words, drac,
yeah, but
France. There's two. There's two of them. So
oh,
one could
okay,
have been. Could have said Drac French server, and then the other one, like the little one, could have said that, right? Why does it have? Why is it both there?
Yeah,
and
it's
twice?
Like that. It's like that. If you know,
for every single
every
one.
Every single one. Yeah, that's what's confusing. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what I meant. Like it's labeled. It's labeled twice, so one could have, you know, plainly said that that was German. Anyway, then there's.
But you
Grimm,
get the point.
Then there's Grimm. Then there's Leviathan. And it says in brackets, RP. So did Arcadia. I think I passed past that, but I did not say that. RP is role-playing server. And then there's Holdra. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 8 dimensions to go to. So what is... There's an unofficial or official PvP servers. Do you know what they are?
There are no servers, as far as I understand it. There's two instances of Fusang, Battle Group A and Battle Group B, and they're divided between servers. So certain servers, not sure which ones are in Group A and Group B. I don't even want to venture a guess because I always get them wrong. As far as the other two PvP zones, El Dorado and Stonehenge, I'm not sure. Does anyone else know?
I think they're just single instances because they're created by,
yeah,
you know, the groups that go in there. I mean,
yeah,
however many there are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's instances. That's a player mob battle zone. I'm talking about the servers here, the home dimensions. I do. If Faye was here, he'd be able to tell me. But there's a big population of PvPers on one of these servers. That one of these servers is known for PvP, and I do believe it's Cerberus for some reason. But anyway, but Arcadia and Leviathan are RP servers. They put it right there in the brackets, so that way, when RPers come in, they like to roleplay their games and their environments. They specifically go to those ones, I guess. But there is no, I guess, official PvP one. So, which one should I pick? I'm in Arcadia. Okay, I'm in Cerberus on two of my other ones, and Arcadia on my main. Which one should I go to?
Arcadia.
Which one are we in now?
I think you met up with me, and I'm in Daemon.
I'll go there then, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, Daemon it is.
Once well, you didn't have to. I mean, you can meet up, but...
Well, it's not like I'm ever going to use this character again. So, we come to the loading screen. So, now we come to sex, drugs, and Rockefeller, which I say rock and roll. I don't care about this Rockefeller. That fella can just go away. And then there's the Templars.
Do you even know what that's about?
I have no idea what it's about, okay? I really do not know what the Rockefeller is.
Are you ready? Are you ready for an off-the-cuff lore piece?
Okay, off-the-cuff lore piece.
Okay,
so looking for lore.
Sex, drugs, and Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller was the thing. John D. Rockefeller was the person behind Standard Oil, one of the first monopolies in the United States, and became extremely wealthy. And the Rockefellers are still very wealthy. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you've heard of the show 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? 30 Rock? Okay, so that's a reference to the studio at Rockefeller Center, which is named after the Rockefellers, but owned by NBC now. It's, you know, based on, of course, you know, a Saturday Night Live type show. The Rockefellers are still very much an influence in New York and in the financial markets and stuff like that in the United States. And so sex, drugs, and Rockefeller are references to the Illuminati's being movers and shakers on the world stage.
Cool. There you go.
There's also a reference to Rockefeller Records, which a lot of people should be familiar with Jay-Z and several other artists who supposedly throw up the rock sign, which they say is a diamond, but it's completely upside down. It's a pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know about the record label. But, okay, so we have the sex, drugs, and Rockefeller. That's the Illuminati. Now, pretty much, they want to buy the man that, you know, pretty much controls things. So, you know, you have a president or, you know, maybe a warden of a prison. If they have some kind of an asset that, you know, or control over an asset, these are the kind of guys that kind of want to maneuver their way into having something on the people that have the people that they want or the assets in order to control those assets. They're kind of, you know, steering things from the background. Yeah, at the same time, lately in pop culture, especially with Lady Gaga now, lately in pop culture, they're not really hiding very well either, too. You guys believe all that stuff about Lady Gaga and, you know, Illuminati?
No.
No?
Too obvious?
And she wishes she was in the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the best places to hide is in plain sight, right?
No, someone like that wouldn't be in the group, shall we say. They'd be a puppet, if anything.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of puppets, Pippot, hello, puppet. We have the Templars. Deliverance from evil. So who wants to give us a...
You just call us puppets.
Yeah, it's a good puppet.
If nothing else, the Illuminati are Templars puppets. You dance to the tune that we set.
That's right.
I don't think
I want you to think.
I don't think so. You guys can't even make music, let alone make us dance to it.
None of you think. You just do what you guys are told.
I don't think so.
It works better if you think we don't have the power.
Yeah.
Hey, power is just an illusion.
Like you.
You sound more like a dragon right now.
And this is the point of the show where we stretch.
Just so you know, Xander is an Illuminati, a Templar, and we're husband and wife. So we constantly have, little quote-unquote fights like that. Like Lumis versus Templars. And thankfully,
bad.
Now I'm on my dragon.
It is pretty bad when we actually talk MMO, you know, in our real life, you know, walking past and this girl gives you, you know, crit, you know, at the cash register, like, you know, she's having a snitty day and you're trying to buy groceries and I look at her, yeah, you got, you know, plus 10 DPS on her. Okay, so does any of the Templars actually want to say what a Templar is?
Wow!
We okay, can't. Let's let the Illuminati
Templar represent. We.
So no.
Hey, Templars stay in the background. We value tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Are hidebound by it.
Very stiff. It's like someone like put lots of starch in your guys' underwear.
Regiment.
No, that's just you almost said Dame Edna.
Excuse me, we are the lions of the secret world.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
you see
your we uniform? Roar and everyone else pays attention.
Oh, great. Now I have that song so stuck in my hand. I know, really, isn't it?
Roar.
IR Templar, hear me roar.
They should be our hymn.
Rocky Balboa just called. He wants a song back.
Tell that to Kate Perry.
Yeah.
Or is it Katie?
Anyway, you guys aren't representing the Templars very well here. You know, you want to give them some backstory as to why they should choose you guys as a faction?
Well, the Templars are pretty much the might makes right faction. They figure out where to sort of apply the appropriate level of force and do so efficiently and without loss of too much loss of life.
Yeah. What game have you been playing?
this is the group of people that would raise, burn to the ground entire villages to kill one demon. And you're you're talking lots of life.
We are not the Knights Templar.
Yeah, do not confuse the Templar. That.
Oh, I we think that not... somebody needs to read his lore again.
We are not the Knights in Solomon's Temple.
Yeah, because Richard Sonak says that like in the opening cutscene, you go out to him and says, "We're not the Knights Templar."
So no,
I'm sure he says that.
No, but, he says, "We're not."
Let me read unto you. The lore for the Templars.
I love this! I'm getting like a lore.
Alright, yeah. Hold on, here we go.
Are you having a loregasm?
Yes.
Anything that's against the Templars, he loves.
Well, oh, here we go, factions. Templars. Do you want me to read the whole thing, or just the part where you burn down the whole village? Our wisdom flows so sweet, taste and see. Transmit, initiate Babel signal, receive, initiate phosphorus prayer frequency, download, initiate John D. lexicon, as seen on TV, initiate pillar of salt protocol, deliver us from evil, initiate the Mole curse cadence, must redeem before expiration, the red spectrum, witness the Templars. Initiate geomancy. There is power in bisecting lines. Stand at a crossroads and feel the thrum of energy in the 90-degree angles. Listen, preternatural dramas all around you. The city is a honeycomb of horror, each cell barely cognizant of the others. Black feathers in a playground. The odd stain on the sidewalk. The flicker flash of a winged thing in the headlights. The vagrant holding a wriggling bag. The moons from the apartment above. Glimpses. Did you hear that? Are you afraid? As you read these words, a scene unfolds. Close, an alley, a neon cross shines in the seedy Eden. A monster writhes, broken and bloody, on the pavement. Its teeth gnash, it looks up into the eyes of its assailant, and two crosses reflect back in the crucifixion glow. To pray devoutly, to pray mercilessly. The hands, folded serenely, drip with blood. Even monsters have boogeymen, eh, sweetling? The crossed ones, the Holy Grail keepers, protector of Solomon's Temple, wealthy fraternities, solemn oaths, the Templars, a familiar name, but truths huddle more deeply in time than books are willing to confess. We came to them in Mesopotamia. They heard the electromagnetic singing of insect cherubs. The Tower of Babel commanded maximum reception. Commands. The past tense is a lie. The tree flesh texts transmit in dead letters that the tower fell. Do not believe. Initiate the secret histories. From the tower, two brothers ruled all they could see. They could see all. There was a falling out. One brother took to Sumer and gathered brethren to study the mystic and vanquish supernatural evils. From conception, the secret society fought. They fought in Babylon and Persia, Greece and Rome, Europe and Eurasia. They assimilated the skills of every warfaring culture. Enter another player. The Illuminati did not play the same game. Their plots walk sideways like crabs. The children of the Eye and Pyramid let loose Alexander the Great and broke all of the Templar's toys. The crossed ones never got over it. Time passes. You call it the Middle Ages. Mayflies may have such tiny timelines. The crossed ones grow strong, grow bold. They leave the shadow. With papal sanction, they set out to rule the world publicly, the Knights Templar. Hubris never goes unrewarded. The Illuminati tickled their web, and King Philip IV and Pope Clement V danced. They accused the Templars of heresy. Many knights burned. From above, they twinkled like stars. The king was free of his Templar debt and pocketed their pretty treasures. We were there the day they put the last Grand Master to the flame. Even as he crackled, Jacques de Molay shouted his order's innocence. He challenged the king and the pope to meet him at the throne of their god within the year. Soon after that, the pope died. And soon after that, the king died. And only 14 years later, the king's entire family line withered at the vine. The crossed ones returned to the shadows, their old friend. Humiliation teaches lessons. Never again a religious agenda. Never again a public face. Listen, in that alley, the neon crucifix flickers, humming a prayer. It forgot the words. Do you hear? Time passes, first with silence, and then a roar. The Templars grew, real estate, military contracts, political mind shares. They hurled the Illuminati from the continent, righteous rage. The children of Eye and Pyramid fled to the New World and never came back. Crusaders walk these streets of steel, cement, and glass. Time moves not in lines, but in circles. Others call them antiquated. They are. The roots run deep. But the new Templars movement calls out. New blood flows. Hereditary lines are open to new thought. Listen, something is happening. They hum. The cross ones have always been wary of magic, yet many are the magi among them. They control the largest occult library in the world. Old books open. Words older than geological bodies are read. The muscles of the Templars' army tense. The dark days are here, and as they have always knew they would be, as they trained for since they gathered in the shadow of Babel. Listen, sweetling, do you hear? When the lions of the sacred world roar, others listen. Some call them fanatics and zealots. To Templar eyes, evil reigns over compromise and corruption. Therefore, their empire must be incorruptible, must be uncompromising. They suffer no demon to live, measuring the lengths one must go to its redundant. Measuring the lengths one must go to is redundant when there are no limits. Warning, holy radiation poisoning imminent. Listen to the riddle and the vibrations of the broken wings. What is the price of conviction? Initiate the Nietzsche syntax. Those who seek monsters can become monsters, and in the secret world the abysses not only stare back, they bite. On the grim alley floor a dying moth writhes under the crucifix glow. Its tattered wings, soaked heavy with blood, flap and spasm like a fallen angel who forgot the way home. Can you hear the buzzing of the wings? Well, shoot, I don't know where I saw the demons. I'm going to have to now look it up on the...
You said it like 5 minutes ago.
Damn!
You did say it like 5 minutes ago.
Well, no, I said that the demons, they won't go to any limits, but I distinctly remember burning the whole village. I don't know who said it now.
Where
I could have sworn it
from?
Was a lore piece. That is straight, that is the lore Templar stuff from the Honeycombs.
Ah.
I'm reading it in-game.
Well, there you go. So, there's your first stop on the way. Don't be a Templar.
says so the Illuminati.
Oh, hang on. Oh no, I forgot to laugh.
Don't worry, we can add that into the remaster. So, the next one we come to is the dragon. And the only dragon here broke his mouth.
Yeah, but Galactrix, you have, we all have alts that are dragons,
we're all
right?
Dragons at the moment.
Yeah, but that you know, we only have one true dragon. You know, that's
yeah,
the
that's Fae and Myth.
Yeah,
and Myth is
we
a
have
dragon.
Two.
He's here.
But his yeah. his mouth is broken.
He's broken now.
He can't talk.
So, by default, how about this? Okay, when it comes down to selecting your which faction you're going to choose, you can
don't
always
choose
play the
dragon if you're bad with directions.
What? Why is that?
Because I'm running around looking for lore, and I keep running past like the same car. And I keep getting lost.
So
she's looking for lore in all the wrong places.
Yes, I
hey.
Am.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Got one. Soul is quite hard to navigate.
Yeah.
So Soul is, you know, by all means, Soul is the least popular hub. Hardly anyone goes there. You know, really, unless you have
hardly
a reason
any
to
reason
go there.
To go there.
Yeah.
And that's
I was
true.
Say, there isn't much of a reason to go there, really.
That is true. But the thing is, okay, so you have your three factions, the Illuminati, Templar, and Dragon. There's a video underneath, you know, that you can play. There used to be, back in the day, before, and we had so much fun with this, there used to be a quiz. Did you guys take the quiz? You know, the choose which faction you are?
Yep.
Yes.
I vaguely remember that.
Is the quiz even around?
I don't think
I
so.
I forgot the look.
No, I don't think so. Not anymore. It was only on their website.
Yeah, but that was an awesome quiz. I wish we could find that quiz. But anyway, since we don't have the quiz, so you can watch the videos, you can listen to us. But, you know, let's break it down. If you want an erotic foot massage, you have to go in and actually go to Dragon. So we're going to click Dragons here. And now we come to the character creation screen. Okay, so yes, basic controls. If you hold down your left mouse button, you can go up and down and spin around. Yeah, that's kind of fun. The right one doesn't do anything. Scroll wheel goes in and out. Okay, so we have very, very basic. That's the one thing I don't like about the Secret World is the customer. Customize your character screen. Some people are saying the Templars are evil and boring in the chat channel here. This is my least favorite part. You know, I'm a character customizer. I want more, honestly, I want more stuff to do to tinker with my character. And hopefully, you know, anyone that's listened to the show knows from day one I've been saying that. So, but here we have your basic options, okay? First, you can select male or female. So, which one should I select, guys? Male or female?
How are you feeling today?
I think you should go with a male one.
I'm going to go for male.
All again?
Right. Yeah, I know, again, right?
No, not again.
Okay, so we have our
well,
male.
How many how many males does he have already?
Well, only one male and two female.
Oh, well then, go male.
Okay, so we're going male. Okay, so up in the top left-hand corner, you can choose male or female. Then at the very bottom, you can choose your character size. So slider all the way to the left, shrink some. Slider all the way to the right, as tall as you can be. Have it in the middle, about your average height, and bigger or smaller. So I'm going to make him, you know, a smaller person. So first thing I would recommend, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but the first thing I recommend is your clothing. Do your clothing first, you know, especially... Yes. Yeah, especially if, like, your character that randomly spawned up has glasses on, get rid of glasses. Unless you want glasses. You know, figure out what your character's gonna look. And mind you, keep in mind, don't go too drastic on the clothing right away. Just, if you have some kind of a backstory, that's kind of something that, you know, you really should, you know, have in mind when you make a character. Even if it's not for RP purposes. I'm not a role player, but I have a whole backstory for Xander, my main character. You know, him being from, you know, a soldier that just got back from Afghanistan. You know, like, you know, I have backstories for him. So, you know, when I made him, I put the military attire on. But you can always just do the random the randomize down at the bottom. You can go through that a couple times, and actually, look at that. I think I would just leave him like that. So we have your accessories, you know, which is basically glasses.
If I can just add here that you later on, if you're not happy with something, whether it's clothing, some kind of facial feature, you can always change it later in the game.
Mm-hmm. You can always change it later, but if I were you, I would spend the time to at least get your face right here. I have time and time again gone to the plastic surgeon in Martin Prometheus.
It's in New York. Yeah.
The Modern Prometheus. Yeah, there's just something about the lighting there. When I build my character here at a character creation screen, it looks the same in-game. But for some reason, maybe it's just me. I don't have you guys noticed that. If you go to the makeup artist at the Modern Prometheus, when you change your face and you come back out into the real world, it doesn't really quite look like it did.
Yeah, I did notice that the first time I tried to change. It kind of looks a little bit weird.
Yeah.
When you come out, it doesn't look quite right.
Yeah, I would almost say the coloring is not quite right on the character creation screen either.
Yeah, it's not going to be perfect. It's closer. I believe it's closer. 75% of the time you're going to be low light levels, I think, in the sequel world. I say a good about 60-70, and so like the character creator screen is low light levels, so if you make your character look right there, it does tend to look right everywhere. The one, I don't know why, that one always throws me off in the Modern Prometheus. But under outfits we have our accessories, which is just, you know, basic sunglasses or glasses itself. Then you have the chest. Now this is something that you look for as you go through picking up different items or different clothing pieces. Some get assigned to the chest. Now the chest is, just so you know, from your elbow up to your neck and down to your waist. That is the chest area. Okay, so a t-shirt. Think t-shirt. A chest will not. No, wait. No, a chest can go down to the wrist on the arm too, can't it? Yeah. Forgot about that. Basically, your chest is your undershirt. Yeah.
Yeah, the chest is like your t-shirt, or it could be like a dress shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
Or a pullover, or a hoodie, or something like that.
Well, the hoodies are tend to be jackets.
Jackets.
So if you take off the coat, it might be easier for people to see what the chest is.
I'm talking about the hoodies that go to just below your waist. He just had one on.
Yeah, but that was the randomized.
That goes on the chest.
No, that was on the coat.
My apologies then.
Anyway, so I cleared it up. I got rid of the coat. I got rid of the coat off of me, so that way you can see what the chest looks like. You can get the bare chest. It's an item store purchase in-game. But, you know, if you go through... the chest piece is your undershirt, pretty much. Whatever you want to wear underneath your jacket is pretty much goes there. So I'm just going to go for, you know, Mr. Freezy. We like Mr. Freezy. We're going to go with that. And then our next one is the coats. Now, coats is pretty self-explanatory. It's a coat. Yay! It's very cryptic. Sometimes coats can be backpacks. Or sometimes coats can be a headpiece. I'm not sure why, but it is. Has anything else been slotted in the coat section?
I think that headpiece is just because it covers the shoulders like that.
Okay.
Because they're mostly like the big masks and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a coat. Now we have legs. Then again, you know, you just choose whatever you want to wear. For your legs or pants, and then our shoes. So I put some hikers on there. Now keep in mind later on, these different slottings, you know, the accessories, chest, coats, legs, shoes, or going to get bigger. You're going to have more of them, like neck piece, face, different other pieces. As you get more lore or achievements in game, or you buy some stuff on the item store, you'll unlock new places to put clothing items on, which is awesome. But here we go. Here we have the body of a person. Yay, they're clothed. Now let's go into the actual makeup of the person. Right now we have the head. So it's really the only thing you can actually customize in game. Can't customize anything else. Can't make the hands bigger or anything else like that. You can only do the head. So what do we have under head? We have facial trits, hair, and makeup. Okay, so let's go to... I recommend going to hair and makeup first, after you've done your clothing. Okay, so we have many different hairstyles. What? I'm just going to pick a random one here. Just go through. Hey, that's my old hairstyle. Okay, I'm going to take my old hairstyle. And what color should my hair be?
I don't know.
Pink.
Pink. We don't have pink. Okay, yeah, we have like flame red. Okay, I'll go with that. Okay, so do hairstyle. You can choose, you know, from a bunch of different styles. Now, as an end gamer, I would like to see more hairstyles included. But, you know, that's for a later update. You can also match your facial hair with it. You can also choose your eyebrows. And choosing is just a different, you know, the difference of clicking on different spots on the sliding bar will give you different options for your eyebrows. Then you have your beard and mustache. You can either be clean shaven, which gives you nothing, or you can have thin beard, stubble, handlebar mustache, full goatee, all kinds of weird and cool stuff. I'm gonna go clean shaven on this one. Every single one of my characters have that. So, do facial features. Yeah, you can do skins on top of your facial features, your face itself. Like, you know, we have a shadowed, which basically gives you your 5 o'clock shadow. Looks like even a little bit of a scar over the lip. That's a pretty cool one. I actually team that up with a trimmed beard, and it gives you a really good facial look. That's what I did on my main character. And then you have freckled. Heavy eyeliner, goth makeup, 5 o'clock shadow, which actually really doesn't really show much. And you can keep going down, like there's a kiss on the cheek, vein, splatter, tribal, but it goes on. So we're just going to be fresh-faced. Da-da-da. So there, that's it for hair and makeup. That was actually pretty easy. Then, click your down arrow again, get back to facial trits, and now you can collect on the floor. Yeah, now you can have one of 12 different heads. Okay, so as you're going through, it's going to give you an overall style of the head itself. So there's many different versions, so I'm just going to randomly, you know, grab one that I kind of like. Alright, I don't like that one. Okay, I like that one. Yeah, seems to me I'm going to start building myself again. And then underneath that is skin color. Now, also keep in mind, when you're selecting a head, I've noticed that certain heads doesn't matter what skin color you pick. Like, you know, some heads you can only pretty much have a shade of a dark skin, or if you pick an Asian one, it's always just going to be different shades of that light skin. That's what it seemed to me. But you can pick your different shades of that skin color based off of that head. And then again, eyes, different eye sets. Here you start fine-tuning your character's looks. You know, you have several different versions of eyes, which move the brow and the eye placement and the eye size. Then you can do your eye color. You also have the nose. You have 7 different features of nose. which, you know, does the height and curl. You have lips, different lips. You know, how many are there? There are 7 different lips. We could probably use more. And, of course, your last one is jaw, which, you know, do play with. You have 7 different jaw versions. So I'm going to keep that. Then you go to create. You have your character. Yay, all fancy. Then now create name. So what should I call this person? I'm a dragon that I just threw together in like 2 minutes.
Oh, that's the hard part.
Steve.
Bob. Bob the dragon.
Bob the dragon.
Yep.
It's an Falcor.
It's an old habit I have from storytelling and roleplay games. Any character I can't think of a name for, automatically called Bob.
So.
There, so I named it. And then there's no family. Oh. What? Seriously?
Why is it not valid?
So I put Bob the Dragon, and it says, this name is not valid. All names must be at least 3 characters in length and not contain inappropriate words.
Oh, I don't like to call yourself Dragon, because I think all that faction names are banned.
Oh.
Oh. Just do Bob.
Yeah. You could try that.
Probably I'm taken.
Hazarding a guess that Bob is taken.
Fixed it. So, we're, I guess, sent into this little montage. Now, the apartment scene, I do believe, is the same through all factions. At least I didn't notice any change. And we're back in the IKEA, we got IKEA stuff on the wall. Hey, look, I have that bed, too.
I want to know what happened to that place.
Yeah, I know. Like, we talked about player housing. I just want my room back.
Exactly.
But then again, we trash it. You know, no wonder we don't see it again.
Yeah, but we, like, put the chair back up again.
And this is the first time I've seen this. Oh, my God. This is the first time I've seen this in high res. You know, on my new computer. And I have not once ever thought... Remember that place that you go to make your first choice? About the present? I didn't know we were here in the tutorial.
Yeah. I like how they changed the woman's hair. It used to be different.
Yep.
I never noticed this.
She used to look a lot like... the chick's name from Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah, Starbuck.
No. The other one. The one with the white
six.
Hair.
Six.
Oh, the one with the white hair. Caprica 6, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to give you bee powers at this moment.
Because I got a screenshot of her with, like, short hair.
See, okay, so... Well, no. I mean, how much do we want to spoil this since we're talking about new characters and new players?
Well, you know, it's all out there. The game's been out there for 2 years, so...
So it's their own fault?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know...
Well, we're not going to sit here and be quiet for, you know, 20 minutes while I get through this tutorial,
right.
So...
Well, who let the bad guys out? Of the people here, who let the bad guys out?
What? I don't understand.
At the very end of the story missions... You end up in the same place where you were just were in your dream.
Yeah.
And you get talked to by that dark, maybe not that guy, but a dark angel. I think it was that guy.
Yeah, it was that guy.
Right? So those two guys, I mean, so those two people are talking to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. Just there. Mm-hmm. The white-haired lady and the dark-haired man. And then later, one or the other of them, depending on your choices, comes back and talks to you again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if they're both there, I mean, you know, how much of that is a dream, and how much of is it you being taken into that world? You know what I'm saying? In other words, you know, when you they're there, they're not the same. They're not the bad guys. The dark guy is not necessarily the bad guy that you just let out at the very end of the thing.
Well, if I remember rightly, haven't the devs said that there is no, you know, black and white in this? There is no evil, there is no good, it's all shades of grey.
Well, and that kind of lends itself to the whole Lovecraftian background. I mean, you know, most of the time, you know, to us there are these cosmic horrors, but to, you know, and they just simply don't care. You know, they're as much a cosmic horror as we are to the, you know, ants that we exterminate.
Mm-hmm. True.
I think someone like said that the two guys, the woman and the guy, are like two sides of the same thing. You know, like they represent the bees.
Uh huh.
Because you know, they're not necessarily good or evil. I think Griffith even said like the bees aren't necessarily all good. I mean, they've got a dark side and some of their laws are pretty mean.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting to the part, you know, I just did the whole, you know, little cinematic. So the dude with his lips, you know, sewn shut just came and zapped my forehead, made me pass out. And then his ruffians just, like, totally ganked me and threw me in a dark alley. So I'm just coming through the cinematic now. And we have the butterfly van. Ooh, I like that butterfly.
It is kind of interesting. I mean, we were having this debate about the you know, the Templars and the Illuminati, but you know, in the opening scenes, we, you know, both the Illuminati characters and the Templar characters essentially get recruited. You know, hey, you know, maybe you might want to show up here, and they get handed a card or something like that. It's only the dragons that actually literally get, you know, kidnapped and, you know, dropped off in a strange van.
Yeah, I know. Now, I think we've talked about it before, that, you know, we've talked about if there's ever an update to the tutorial, that I think one of us had said it would be nice to not have a faction knock on your door, to actually have all three of them recruit you, not to automatically you just walk up, pick a faction, then go in through the tutorial, and they're the ones that show up at your door, you know?
Yeah.
That's, well, that would change the story if all three factions were coming after you. I think
it would just change the tutorial.
I don't know. I think that does kind of change the story if, like, all three factions are recruiting you rather than just the one stealing you.
You'd have to pick fairly quickly, for it not to affect the whole rest of the game. But it was Katsu, I believe, that suggested the, you know, that it should have been something that you essentially were neutral initially and gained faction as you went with each of the societies.
Like,
I think it would have been a good idea, but it may have been a little, well, it wasn't within their, they may not even have conceived of that as a possibility. And certainly by the time the game was launched, it was too late.
I'm just like, I'm going through the tutorial. Okay. I just went down, I'm following the butterflies. I'm going to the Konami Hotel right now. I just walked past a sign, and I've never noticed the sign before. It's like, you know, where am I? Seoul is what, Japan? Yeah, Japan, right?
Korea.
So I have the morning light posters here next to the Konami Hotel. The morning light are here, too.
Yep.
That is creepy.
The morning lights are everywhere.
Yeah.
That's creepy. I never noticed them here.
Dude, the morning light are like TSW Scientology.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So they disperse. I am in the hotel. We have the singers. We have the smokers. Ooh, I quit smoking. It's been 2 weeks now.
Yay.
But I can always smoke in the game, right? Or do I have to quit in game too?
It depends on how tempting it is. Makes it. In real life, I guess.
Yes. Depends. Can you get virtual cancer?
So I don't even know what they're saying. I don't have the volume on because the volume would go right through to the speakers. So I wonder. I don't want to skip this. Oh, what did I do?
He's kind of explaining like dragons and chaos theory.
So, okay, I think I just skipped through his little month. What's that on the wall? Okay, so I do believe I have to go upstairs in the room. Now, whenever we say the erotic foot massage, this just happens to be what we're talking about. This is, like, hands down one of the best cutscenes in the whole game. Until you get to the guy with the tattooed kimono. That creeps you out. Notice his hand, though. I just noticed his hand now.
He's half-djinn, I think.
Yeah, because one of his hands is going to... Yeah.
Yeah, it might be cursed or something.
So why don't you describe what's going on, Xander?
Well, we have the buddy with the really, really ugly hand sitting there watching me get pushed onto the bed by a lady in red. She goes, whisper something in his ear. He gives me the evil eye, kind of grins. He's like, yeah, you go, bro. And then he walks out like he's not very happy. And at this point, this is kind of the awkward point where I really don't want to give a play-by-play. Because that's just going to be like one of those 1-800, hi. How are you?
That's why you should do it.
Kind of makes me curious what they're going to do in Tokyo with the Love Hotel.
I know. This is one of those parts that would actually fit quite well in there. Maybe just replay the scene over and over.
Well, they said they were working on cutscenes. I don't know what they were for. Maybe they're like making a bunch of cutscenes for the Love Hotel.
That could be true.
Everybody's onto this Love Hotels.
I noticed that too.
Oh, when you know what they are, you know.
Yeah.
It does perk your interest when you know what they are, I have to admit. Yeah. Because when I read the game director's letter, it was totally like, what's a Love Hotel? And then I Googled it, and I'm like, hey, it's like the Tabula Rasa. But not.
Isn't it tabula rasa?
Tabula rasa? What are
yes,
you
it
saying?
Is tabula rasa.
Rasa. It's rasa.
So what is a tabula rasa? Why do I keep saying that?
Tabula rasa is a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
What's tabula rasa?
Nothing.
Something Nothing. That you say?
It's a corruption of tabula rasa.
Oh, okay. So I thought maybe it was something else and something else, just confusing the two names. So, you know, at this point we're getting erotic foot massages.
Oh, don't it worry. Depends. I mean, tabula would be like sort of the tab would be the tablet. It's Roman or Latin for tablet. Rosa. Rosa is rose.
Yeah, pink.
So, yeah, pink rose, yeah. So, you know, if you want to take it literally, you could say that tabula rosa would be pink tablet.
That's what I said.
Did you? Oh, I didn't hear you.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes. No one listens.
I didn't hear you, sorry. Too busy trying to get lore.
Lore? Oh, I got the lore already.
Okay. Yeah, there's one left I can't get to.
Yeah.
So, one of the...
It's number 13.
So, as we build up, you know, as you've been watching a lot of CG commercials and ads for The Secret World, you'll get to come to know three people. One from each faction. You'll get Alex from the Illuminati. I think her name is May from the Dragon. It's May, right? I don't remember the other two names.
Mei Ling.
Mei Ling. Yeah, Mei Ling from the Dragons. And Rose from the Templars. Now, you'll see other different characters, but these are the prominent ones. These are like Captain America, Wonder Woman, and Batman of the Secret World. These are the heads, like the big superheroes of the Secret World kind of thing. Anyway, so once we wake up, we actually meet these guys, and we have taken the place of a lady who is working with them as we are in Tokyo. I wish, the real Tokyo, yeah. But this is like... you're kind of like doing a spirit dance or a spirit walk or something like that. You're being sent back, not literally in time, but you're being given a memory.
It's kind of like astral projection almost.
Yeah. You've been placed in a person's body via memory.
It's kind of like quantum leap.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. So we pretty much just have to go through this, and I'll accept the mission. Grab the shotgun. Oh my god, this is gonna be like probably one of those, you know, we're already like an hour and 11 minutes into the show. It's probably gonna be one of those. This is gonna be like a 3-episode parter probably. But anyway, so we walk up, we're banging on doors. Hey, listen, yay. You know, we're gonna kill the filth, but we don't know what the filth is. So random lady just fall on the ground.
We just know it's filthy.
Yes. So this is the part, you've already learned how to walk up to this point. But now at this point, we're learning how to use our weapons. So I have a shotgun, and I'm just going to shoot this guy and keep shooting him. So we have two powers. We have a builder, which is the pump action. And we have a finisher, which is powder burn. So I'm going to fire off pump action three times. Actually, I'm going to do all five. There, I have my power bar all the way up. And now I'm going to fire off the next one, which gives a significant attack. And look, look at that. It kills my enemy. Yay.
Are we still trying to get that lore? Is it the one that's over here on the balcony?
The one I was trying to get was on the rooftop.
But you got it already?
Yep, I'm all dragoned up.
Yay.
So what are you... As I'm going through this combat sequence, basically this combat sequence is, like I said, a memory of Tokyo. This just gets you accustomed to actually fighting in a safe environment before we move on to this next phase of this tutorial. So while I'm doing that, why don't you guys tell them a little bit about Seoul, since we're just happen to be here in Seoul. Like the lore, what lore you can find, the Kimiko Hotel, stuff like that. What can you do inside here? So that way I can actually fight.
Inside the hotel, where there's a karaoke lady. She doesn't say much. And a dude you can ask about, like, all the other factions. It's like the guy from the cutscene who explains all the stuff to you. There's one in every zone.
There's Hive Mode magazine.
Oh, yeah, there's a Hive Mode magazine.
Yep, the Hive Mode. And that's got, it features Galactrix.
Yep.
There is a shop at the reception.
Yeah, they sell the same hats and things that are in London as well. So that's pretty cool. You can get them here as well.
And the one I'm at sells sort of drinks and stuff.
There's also kind of an outdoor cafe with a vendor that sells juice and...
sells gin and juice, huh?
Gin and, yeah. Azadi Blonde... Charon Clove. Oh, this is the cigarettes. Cool.
Yep.
Nice.
There are a lot of named NPCs here as well. It's like they have names.
I've been playing through the Templar story, and I haven't actually come across any of these other characters, really. So I'm hoping that I come across them while I'm playing through the dragon one.
Like, I'm here at the police station, and there's a guy called Assistant Inspector Kim, and you can talk to him.
But that's the Assistant Inspector Kim that was part of the ARG, is it not?
I don't know. Maybe. I didn't do that ARG.
There was those videos. I think it was like Slaughterhouse 666. I think it was those videos or whatever where it showed Inspector Kim, I do believe, inside the precinct, and you're doing a bunch of stuff. And I think that's him. Because they put those characters from there in. Where are these guys going? I'm following them. I'm not even paying attention. During that, all the players that was in that video are in those bunch of videos. Their NPCs are here.
Yeah, okay. It's pretty cool. And when you talk to the Korean NPCs, they actually speak in Korean, which is really cool. It's really authentic.
That kind of threw me off when I first started playing it. I was like, oh, what? I don't understand what they're saying. Give me subtitles.
And, of course, there's Bingo Cola.
Mm-hmm. Bingo Cola.
Has its own fight club.
Yeah. Yes. Above the police station, there's a PC cafe, the one I was talking about before, where the arcade machines.
Can you play them?
Yes.
No, unfortunately, you can't play any of them. There are a bunch of people here playing an MMO, apparently.
Yeah, some kind of MMO.
A couple of guys here playing what looks like a similar game to like StarCraft, doesn't it?
Yeah. Remember that Valentine's Day machine? You sit there, you put a bunch of stuff in.
Yep.
I wonder why they didn't bring that one back.
No, that was a good. I like that.
It was pretty fun. I think I tried it. Like, it was a match dating machine. You put in your like personal details, and then it came up with a random player's name, like, to talk to. That was pretty weird because you could look them up, and they're on Chronicle and everything.
And I bet, you picked up Richard Sonic.
I don't know. I didn't try talking to the person it suggested. I was like, "What? This is real?"
Matchmaking service.
It looks like Xander's got to Zuberi. He's currently in the Flappy. As well.
He's in two places at once.
Well, this is a flashback. Like
this was a dream.
I like this armor. I like the Orochi armor in this one. I don't like the white the variant that we have.
Oh, the Black Orochi stuff?
Yes, I like the Black Orochi one. That looks cooler.
Yeah, not too bad.
Maybe that'll be available.
Hopefully soon.
When we get to Tokyo. So, going back to that quote about the Templar would build burn an entire village down to get their hands on one demon. Apparently, it came from an interview with GameSpot at the 2009 Penny Arcade Expo. It was an interview with Ragnar Tornquist and Martin Brusgaard that described the three societies, and the London-based Templars, pious zealots who, quote, would burn an entire village down to get their hands on one demon.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, you gotta think of the bigger picture.
Exactly. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they would do. Because they are the Knights Templar. Sonic
kind of says in, like, all of the opening... Like, when you send a mission report, it's like, yeah, well, you gotta think of the bigger picture. You shouldn't really save those people. But as you go along, like, I noticed... As I got to the other zones and started doing these things, he's like, oh yeah, you did that, saving people again. That's the right thing to do. He kind of lightens up.
Yeah, I'm still here, just knuckling away everything. Fight your way through the... Oh, I suppose I can just go up the gate now. It's been so long since I've done the tutorials.
So it's basically different. The same... It's basically the same thing for all the factions, apart from that intro video scene. You still have to go through everything that you're seeing on the live stream right now. The fighting, which I believe is at the New York Underground.
That's Tokyo.
That's Tokyo.
Tokyo. Okay.
And now I'm in space. Yeah, this Tokyo flashback is the same through all three factions. I didn't notice anything different, no. It looked both the same. But it looks really, really awesome with new computer.
Yeah, graphics
I can imagine.
Are far, far better. Plus, it's all on Ultra. So it makes it that much, you know, more of a difference. Yeah, it's amazing. Secret World is one of those games that if you really, really want to get the tiniest of details and the textures seen, you really need to have a kick-ass computer in order to be able to handle the game.
Tell me about the difference between this computer I'm on now, my Alienware, and the old computer I had. Oh my god, it's night and day.
Yeah.
So I want to know who that woman is who you like take over the body in this tutorial. Like,
she has
Sarah.
A name.
Her name's Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who is she? You don't see her again. It's like, did
she die?
Did she? Or did
I'm
she
assuming
not?
That she died. Otherwise, you I'm might see her. So, maybe she'll be in Tokyo. Who knows?
Because you do see, like, you know, Xander's used, like, artwork of her, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's, like, you know, holding a sword.
Yeah, she
well,
is.
Well, see, and the other funny thing is it seems like Zuberi and the others get, you know, engulfed in whatever, the train collapse. But clearly they're still around because they're, you know, like, Zuberi is helping with the Flappy fight now.
Hi guys,
and I believe there was something that had something to do with the Tokyo
they show up in the New York raid
too, right?
Yeah, they show up in the New York raid. They help you in the end, and they also have a cool cutscene at the end as well. But I haven't actually listened to it because, you know, people were doing a raid and they're like skipping the cutscene.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Which
so
raid?
Is that pretty much it? The New York raid.
Oh, yeah. I'll do this on a part two, so I'll do the rest of it next week. Because I still have to do the whole, you know, get weapons, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I
already
know?
Yeah, you need to check in with the Dragon HQ.
And I've never checked in with Dragon HQ, so... But I do believe, if memory serves me, I do believe I should have my initiate's jacket... Oh, I actually have to claim them first. But, yeah. Okay, so when you actually, once you get through all this and you play for a little while, you can either go, you know, just stay by to play. Obviously, you've already bought the game. Now, you can also do subscription, which you get reusable bonuses, I do believe. You get the slushy, right?
Yep, which doubles your experience points in the game.
And you get 20% discount in the item store, or 10%. And you get veteran points, I do believe, and early access to all the issues.
Oh, well, I can't now, get... Now you have to also purchase each issue that comes out. So just because you subscribe to the game does not mean that you automatically get a free access to any of the future downloadable content that gets released. Everybody has to pay for those. But what it means is you have all kinds of other perks that Xander just mentioned. In addition to those, you also get 1,200 bonus points every month.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can use for paying for the issue. So if you save those up, it's kind of like you don't have to pay for them.
Yeah, just be very, very mindful that all points that you get for each month of the membership of the game, they expire after 6 months, okay? So if you do not use them, they go to waste. Right now in the item store, there is, especially for new players to the game, there is a whole bunch of stuff that you can spend those points on. So I'm pretty sure you won't be saving them up for, you know, quite a bit. Instead, you'll be spending them. But, like, for example, people who have been Grandmasters, lifetime subscribers, that is, or those who are subscribers to the game for quite a while, they have, you know, everything that's in the item store or everything they wish to have from the item store. They have nothing to spend their points on. Well, we've talked about it a few shows back. What you can purchase right now are those mystery boxes. In each mystery box, you have like the small and the big one. You have the normal mystery box and the deep mystery box. Each one of those has certain things, certain items that you can use in game. Mind you, you can obtain them also by actually playing the game. The only difference is that those items will be of a much higher quality. There will be, so to speak, end game items. So if you're a level 1 player or, you know, up to like level 9, the chances are you won't be able to use them. But, you know, you can stock them up. So if you have points that are going to expire, it's always a good thing to buy, or you can buy additional slots, I think, or maybe inventory management or bank slots. There's all kinds of nice stuff that you can spend your points on.
Yep. Oh, that's a nice stuff. But yes, boost, you know, the boosts are good too, so that way you can actually level up your character faster. But we're going to save the next part of this, this little run-through for next week's show, where we actually go in and actually talk to the faction itself. Because I'm going to need these guys' help. I really only know the Illuminati in and out, their faction headquarters. But we're actually going to go to the Dragon headquarters. And there, we're going to have to get to know our faction. You know, a lot of players will go to their faction once, you know, through the tutorial, and that's pretty much it. Unless you have to do specific missions that bring you back, and I think that's very rare.
Or if you do PvP, because you go back there all the time if you do PvP.
That's true. Unless you're for PvP, you only actually get sent back to your faction, I think, 3 times in the main story game, and that's if you play the main story. And if you actually do the side story, which is your faction recruitment, or your faction rank, then you actually have to go back some more, too.
Plus, let's not forget...
I go there all the time, too.
Yeah, let's not forget... Exactly. end game players who have started doing Nightmare Dungeons and New York Raid and the other raid. Through Nightmare Dungeons, you get Black Bullion, and with Black Bullion, you can buy purple gear, which is QL10 purple gear, the highest level gear in the game, and you can also buy upgrades from your HQ. So, you know, regardless of whether you're a new player or, you know, a player who's been in the game for a while, the chances are you will be going back to your HQ quite a bit.
Yeah, I've seen DaVici in the chat says you can get Orcs weapons as well, which is like you pick up the Venetian mission from Missile Crisis 1 from your head.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, the rocket launcher. Yes, that's one of the awesome ones. It's not the barn burner. It's not the flamethrower. It's the rocket launcher. I never had the beef with the rocket launcher.
Yeah, and you also got to go back there to buy your enema. I said enema. I meant speed.
Nice.
Yes, I have corrupted the Galactics. I made him say yo and enema in the same episode.
Yeah, those enemas that Galactrix was talking about are basically speed runs. Run speeds. Speed runs. Everybody's talking like Xander now.
Speed boosts.
If you see like people whizzing past you and you're like, how the hell are they running so fast? Well, you just have to save all that packs that you get from questing in the game, and you can buy improvements basically to your speed, running speed. There's four currently out, four levels of it, and you have to buy them in succession, 1, 2, 3, and 4. You can't just save up and buy the four without buying the first three. And I do believe the last one, level 4, is 1 million packs. So, you know, get a questing. You'll need that.
Yeah, really do save up those packs.
Yeah, there are some people from traditional school of mounts. I really don't like saying mounts because I'm not a horse dude, you know. I've raised horses and trained horses all my life. I don't really want to train or raise horses in a game. I want to drive like a motorcycle. There's plenty of motorcycles, plenty of bikes around, plenty of derelict cars. I would like to actually ride something in the game other than the what's it called, the rocket sled, not the rocket sled, the snowmobile, which is awesome. It's this first step towards actually having mounts in the game, and I think putting wheels on that and making that into a bike would be like so awesome. But anyway, that's this MMO's answer to mounts so far, is the run speeds. So you have your one, which is normal, straight up to 4, and then pretty much you can run from one side of the world to another to the other in like, you know, about 5 minutes. How long do you think it would take for a run from Kingsmith to one side of Kingsmith to the other side? Not even 5 minutes, huh?
Yeah, it depends on your run speed. Probably.
Well, run speed 5.
Minutes. There's no run speed 5.
Or 4.
Not yet.
I hate it when that happens.
Or you can get a mod and then, you know, fast travel. But what you can also do is, I do believe you can go to the... Yeah, we can cover that next time.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff we can still cover, you know, go a little bit more in depth. But this is basically your, you know, your walk through, you know, stuff that we wish we knew when we first started the game. That's pretty much what we're doing here. You know, we're just recapping some of, you know, for nostalgic... You know, for us going back, reliving some of these moments, and then, you know, telling it and finding out, yeah, hey, you know, you could have done this, which we didn't know, I'm hoping we're bringing that across. So at this point, is there any point to this point before we actually get into the faction? Do you think we should talk about anything in here? Before spoiling to go to next week, you know, like next week we're gonna go right to the Dragon headquarters next week, and then we're gonna talk about some really cool stuff like how to pick up two weapons instead of just the one, that which is something that I wish people would have told me when I was when I first started. I went through beta, all the way through beta, and I did not know I could do that until it went live. I was just messing around, and I figured that one out. But is there anything else up to this point that that players should know?
Not that I know of.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that's coming up later on in game.
Yeah.
It can be very, very helpful, but we can cover that in progression. So this is what you should need to know so far.
Yep. So yeah, we're gonna sign out here, actually. You know, we're gonna save the rest of it for the next show. Ooh, we have a bunch of people in the cabal. Oh, I'm in a dragon cabal. No fun. Anyway, I thought it was back when I was moving on. But, yes, so we're going to sign off here for the night. It's, you know, Gig's birthday. I'd like to wish him a very happy birthday again.
Yay!
And next week, we're going to go to Dragon HQ. And then we're going to go and talk about the next stage of the tutorial. And we'll see you next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here at Hall Suite XS. And for those who are listening to us on Stitcher and iTunes, you know, hey, why don't you come and pop into a live show sometime on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here at Hall Suite XS. And for all of you out there, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Broadcast of Beyond the Veil, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and be sure to check holosuitemedia.com and iTunes for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at BeyondTSW. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email to BeyondTSW@gmail.com, and join us next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another episode of Beyond the Veil, a place where hilarity always ensues. Thank you.